Just recently I was in Israel on a short business trip, and as I was entering Tel Aviv, located on the Mediterranean coast, I noticed this unique billboard that really caught my attention. It read, "Why fit in when you were born to stand out?" It made me ponder its wording and significance, wondering why so few of us do not make a difference. It isn't meant that we are all to attempt to attain superstar status or become famous in the arts, politics, sports, media, science, education, medicine, business, or whatever field of endeavor you want to consider. But, of course, it is important that we attempt to excel in whatever we do. Our life can fall into a trap where we might have had big dreams that did not come about in our lives, and we settle into a routine, which can become boring and dull. For some of us, we didn't have a dream and life can become routine and mundane. In any case, we can lose our passion, our edge, our sharpness, and real purpose. This summer, Sandra and I went to a family reunion where one of the relatives quickly chopped down a dead tree for firewood. The axe was sharp and he was focused with a clear objective, no distractions, and a clear aim. Down came the tree. As Christians, we can get so lost in being busy, being so spread out and distracted that we really accomplish very little for him and the kingdom of God. He innocently becomes an add-on and not the foundation we claim he is. We can easily fall into a routine where we have lost our focus, lost our objectives, lost our aim, lost our passion, and lost our purpose. One of the reasons is we have lost sight of his focus for our lives, we have lost his aim for our lives, lost his objective for our lives, and lost his purpose for our lives. It is when we seriously make him Lord of our lives and allow him to put his focus, objective, purpose into our lives that we can accomplish the smallest details or the largest ones that give us such joy and pleasure. It is because we are walking in intimacy with him, our Lord, our Savior, our King, our Redeemer, and he is the one that gives us encouragement and joy as we do his purposes. He is longing to be part of all the details of our lives. As we allow him that freedom, we become free, full of life, full of focus, full of objectives and purpose, and we sense his pleasure. The key is to join our lives, our hearts, our emotions, our souls and our lives and our wills to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. We must seek him every day, drawing near to him with an open heart, and he will not only meet us, but fulfill us. When we learn to walk with a single aim, single motive, single goal, we eliminate our wavering that takes us from his goals for our lives. When we do, the tree comes down. John Grady lives and writes in Fort St. John.